you get 30 to 40%.
Right then, thank you. Should we do the test?
This is probably one of my most frightening moments in broadcasting, Nikki. They say you should never work with children, animals, and technology. At home, I hope listening is my 12-year-old son Rufus. We've got a 50 meg connection at home, so let's just see if he's listening. Rufus, are you there?
Yeah.
Great. He's there.
Hi, Rufus.
It's going well so far, Ronnie.
He's sat by the computer. He is going to start now to down. Do you know what you've got to do, Rufus? What have you got to do now?
I got to start downloading it. Do I just click it now? Or yeah, do I click it when you tell me?
I will. When I say 3, 2, 1, what you're clicking on is Spooks, OK? This week's episode of Spooks. Off you go. You're clicking.
Wait, I'm already on the Spooks part.
OK, click on download now, then.
Oh, it's like flying a plane.
Yeah. So
Bring him in, Ron.
He's about to do that. While he's doing that...
Have you done it, Rufus?
My download is loading, it says.
Excellent. Right. I'm doing it here on a computer which is running off a mobile broadband dongle, which I've got outside the studio. I tested the speed of that earlier, and it was between 1 and 2 megabits a second, whereas my home connection is up to 50.
Clearly now, your Virgin Media home connection.
Well, let's not go into that.
You don't miss a trick, do you, Neil?
This connection is between 1 and 2 megs, the one I'm using in the studio. But to put that into context, that is what a lot of people are going to be left with. I mean, that's lots of parts of the country actually still dream of getting... even 2 megs a second. There's a big battle to get that to people. So that's what we're testing here. How long would it take? Well, I can tell you now, for me, it says it'll take me 58 minutes.
Sometimes that alters on the way through,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, no, it's gone up to 1 hour and 2 minutes.
I see.
So Rufus, what's it saying on your computer at the moment?
It keeps on going between 6 minutes left and 5 minutes left.
Excellent. So look like you're going to win the race.
All right. Well,
it's going to get 10 megabytes per second currently.
Oh, really? That's pretty good.
I'll tell you what, he's better than you, Rory.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll come back to this, yeah?
Fine.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be there at the finish as well.
Anyway. Cheers, Paul. Thank you. How are you getting on, Rory? Rory Clifton-Jones and his son Rufus have been battling out to see whether having 100 meg super-fast broadband really makes any difference. Virgin has launched such a service. Rory, what's happening?
Well, my connection is speeding up, and I've still got 34 minutes left to download this episode of Spooks. Rufus, are you on the line still?
Yep, and it's already done.
You've done it?
Yeah, I think it was done about 5 minutes ago, actually.
Oh, right. Sorry to keep you on hold there.
It's 7 minutes.
Yeah, OK. It's about 7 minutes. Fine. We have proved, although our connection wasn't working as fast as it should do this morning, that it will download Spooks in about 6 or 7 minutes, whereas it's taking me getting on for an hour to do it on what would be a standard connection out in
which
the countryside.
Which is a huge difference, isn't it, Rory? I mean, if you're at home with people and say, why don't we watch this? You know, if you know you can get it in 5 minutes and your evening starts there, great. If you think you have to wait an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's just one little example. I think what we're going to see, whenever things speed up, people find new uses for them. Things like live video conferencing, you know, you can start to have live conversations in quality, high-definition video with a number of people. But this stuff costs money to build, and there's a big question mark over there whether there's the money to build it out into places, not just deep in the countryside, but even onto the fringes of towns which aren't covered by these networks.
Thank you, and thanks to Rufus as well.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Very polite boy there. Well done, Rory. Rory Cathlin-Jones.
The third generation, because your father's in Kenneth Williams' Diaries, isn't he?
He is.
What was he? He was a famous
producer.
He's
a drama director, yes.
Drama director.
The Forsyte saga and all that stuff.
The dynasty continues.
The dynasty continues. The Cathlin-Joneses of this parish. Here's Jay with the weather.
Mild and breezy for all of us. In fact, really quite windy across Scotland, and that's where some of the wettest weather is this morning.